Good morning, everybody. Today, I'm going to tell you a story about remembering and forgetting. So, can everybody remember that? Good. Does anybody know that the Israelites in the Old Testament, which were God's people, so like Christians today, they were once enslaved in Egypt, and they were probably beaten, and they were having a really terrible time. They were enslaved in Egypt, and so, but God had a plan to save them. And he started this plan by telling a guy named Moses to lead Israel and the Israelites out of Egypt and to ask the Pharaoh, which is like a king that was a wicked, wicked ruler, to let them go. God talked to Moses through a burning bush, and eventually Moses agreed to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. So the first thing that Moses did was plainly ask this king, this Pharaoh, to let the Israelites go. Now, did Pharaoh let the Israelites go the first time that he asked? No, he did not let the Israelites go the first time at all. And Pharaoh refused to let Israel go, and God ended up sending 10 terrible plagues, including God turning all the water into blood. And even the Nile River, which was the most important river to the Egyptians, it scared the Egyptians. And God sent bugs and locusts, gnats, flies. He sent darkness for a long period of time. It was terrible for the Egyptians. But it showed these plagues were big and marvelous. I mean, can you think of, like, all the water, like a huge lake of water being turned into blood? Well, it showed the Israelites how powerful God is and how much he wanted to save his people. But God did not stop there. Once the Israelites left Egypt, God was still with them, and he led them by a pillar of fire by the night and a pillar of cloud by the day. And God was also with them when he parted the Red Sea and let them walk through on dry land. Do you guys remember that? Well, God gave them everything that they asked for, everything that they needed. When they asked for water, he gave them water. They asked for food. Remember, they gave them manna. So God showed the Israelites how amazing he is in many different ways. But God also does the same in our own lives. He shows us many miraculous things, and he also gives us all the things we need. But the story takes a turn. The Israelites had seen all the things that God had done in their lives. We see all the things that God has done in our lives, but they forgot about God, and they ended up disobeying him. They forgot all the wonderful things they did, or God had done for them. So, since we're like the Israelites, we sometimes forget to do things. Do your parents ever ask you to do something, and you forget to do it? Well, that's what the Israelites did. And they did end up asking for forgiveness. But that's the main thing I want you to learn from this story. That the Israelites forgot God, but that God never forgot them. And God still gave them all the things that they needed and still showed his love for them. So can I get somebody to pray?
Dear God, thank for the day. Thank for blessing us. Thank for Thank for all of us. Thank for blessing us. Thank for please help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now you guys can go back to your seats.